Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
What's going on, you slothy Simstitutes? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. It's been a while, but Bad Pop just showed up, and we're going to look in on an old friend. I'm not sure what happened, but Miss Horton has gone off the grid for the past 2 years. Unless you count her website, which is full of lonely breakup poetry. She must have watched Shawshank Redemption too many times, and now, she's clinging to hope. And that hope would be, well, Prince Charming, he's out there, and he'll love me, warts and all. Yeah, right.
Bummer.
First of all, when I say warts and all, I am being literal, not figurative. Secondly, Prince Charming, he already showed up sometime before 35, and you sent him packing. Back in the day, I would say Miss Horton was slightly above average, like maybe a high 6, low 7. She looks kinda like Olivia Wilde. We all watched House and thought the same thing.
Well, she's crazy and she hates me.
But even an average woman is gonna pull in a mountain of hot dogs. Yeah. Compare that to the average dude, it's a Sierra Desert of no peace leave. And with that kind of attention comes a lot of entitlement. Now pair that up with 20% of the dudes scoring 80% of the poonanny. It is quite literally a cluster fortification of epic proportions, and it will be glorious in the end. Not really. And because of that, Miss Horton had a thought. And like always, she couldn't resist committing all that thoughtness to the written word.
Does he want to date me or just sleep with me? This is how to tell.
It's been a while, baby. But Pop is back in town. Yeah.
You would think the answer to this question would be a lot more obvious. But, sadly, it's not. Some guys will do anything to get laid. They'll do exactly what you want, or what they think you want, until they've gotten you into bed, and suddenly everything changes. It's the worst. If you want to avoid being duped by sex-hungry dudes, watch out for these red flags.
Now, since you guys are watching this show, you're smart, so I know you're reading between the lines. Come on, admit it. We all know what's really going on here, and it has nothing to do with sex-hungry dudes. And by the way, by putting those two words together, I think you're repeating yourself.
Which of these says I want to sleep with you more? Penguin or beaver?
Not that I know anything about that, but I was at one time a free-range fornicator. You know, young, dumb, and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb. I was slinging seed like an old bird feeder. And if you're in your 30s and you live near Fort Lewis and you don't know where your daddy is... Hey! Don't you dare judge me! Why don't you tell your stories in the comments?
Number one, every conversation with him has sexual undertones or overtones.
Under and over? Well, that sounds like a shotgun. Or various positions. Not that 58-year-old Horton knows anything about that, because she's a nun. She took the vows and everything. Allegedly, I swear. Now, to be fair. If you're dating in your 20s or 30s, are you seriously expecting men to not talk about that at all? What do you want them to talk about? My Little Pony? You are barking up the wrong soy tree. Women have been saying this for years. Men only care about sex. Homo suspicion point, I know. This is common knowledge, and not gonna lie, it's absolutely true, but only up to the age of 34, and that's when the check comes due. That is when the big head finally overpowers the little head and you start making rational decisions. And that little head, well, that's where all the bad decisions come out, all over Amy Horton's back, neck, and thighs, screen 5.
Pop, when does this same mind flip happen for a woman?
Well, we got our best scientists working on that problem, and I'm gonna be honest here, it's not looking good. Space Ghost is on.
You're trying to talk about season 4 of Ozark or what the best pizza topping is, and he's making all kinds of innuendos and trying to steer things down a whole different path. It's very clear what's on his mind, and it's not developing a bond with you, that's for sure.
Men do this for 3 main reasons. One, you're expecting it from us, and we want to see if you're actually going to bite on the hook. Because if you do, and you do it too soon, you're done. Number 2, if we don't do it, you get offended.
What? Am I not attractive enough for you?
Are you gay?
And reason number 3, and this is the most common one of all. If we don't hit on you, you're gonna friend zone our asses. And the only way to get out of it is to be an asshole. I made a whole video about it, links in the description. But here's the funny part. I bet you that dude got laid. Space Ghost.
Number 2, he's trying to move everything at a faster pace.
And that would be because you are squarely on the rooster roller coaster and you got the stank on you to match. Men and women kind of have a radar for each other. Women can tell when men are desperate. Literally, you walk in the room and they're like, I'm not talking to you. They just know it instinctively. Men can tell when your downstairs mix-up has been hosed out more times than a string of car fires.
He's super into hanging out with you all the time, especially late at night.
Because that's when the goodies happen, and guess what? After 2 a.m., you're the goodie. Here's a thought. Stop responding to texts after 10 p.m. Really. If you do that, this problem and your social life, well, they're going away. Space Ghost is on.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
The operative phrase here is hanging out. He's not taking you on dates. He's not interested in taking it slow and learning about you.
The reason he's not doing all those things is very simple. You are not worth it. Because he knows even if he is successful, he is one in a long line of Eskimo brothers. And I made a whole video about that phenomena. Links in the description. And ladies, you gotta stop giving yourself away. That hole in the screen door, we know what it's for. It's for the mailman. M-A-L-E, screen 5.
He's interested in logging as much FaceTime as possible because he figures that'll lead to getting you in the sack faster. Every time you chill is another opportunity for him to push the envelope.
And if we don't take those opportunities, you judge us for it. You can't have it both ways. But if you don't like this, go bag yourself a male effinist. I'm sure that dude will check every block on your list of delusional standards. But even if that were true, which we know it's not, at the end, you're still getting ghosted. Either that, or you wind up with a stage 5 clinger who hangs on your butt hair.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
You didn't know it at the time, but you took that male effinist's V card, so good luck with that.
No way, he was 33.
I know. Bottom line, ladies. Men know they need to strike while the iron is hot. Every dude watching this show knows I'm right. You either make your intentions clear from the beginning, you shoot your shot, or you can tuck it between your legs and dance in front of a mirror like Buffalo Bill. No, that wasn't disturbing at all, no.
He isn't interested in taking you out and being creative.
Define creative, because it's kind of ambiguous. Because when I'm creative, I'm thinking of different ways to twist a lady up into a pretzel, and they didn't seem to mind. At least when they're spinners, but when they're flappers, you're going to throw your back out. And unfortunately, I bought my chiropractor a boat.
Sweet.
Shut up, you're going to hurt her feelings.
He puts no thought into your time together. It's all Netflix and chill. Maybe going out for drinks and a snack if you're lucky. There are no adventures, no surprises, no thoughtful custom planned outings.
What makes you think You're worthy of all of that for free. Especially when you've been giving out free samples for 2 decades, and then all of a sudden you want to charge full retail for it. Get out of here! You've been giving out more free samples than BJ's, and guys don't go there looking for that free sample. I made that mistake once, and promptly was escorted out by security.
He doesn't care about intriguing you or sharing memorable experiences.
Actually, that's exactly what he's trying to do for 7 to 10 minutes, Green 5.
He cares about getting into your pants as soon as he can.
The Department of Redundancy Department called, and you left your lights on in the parking lot.
If he's not putting in any effort, that's a huge warning sign.
I like to put in a solid 6 inches of effort on my dates, if you know what I mean. But that's not really the problem here, and we know it. 69-year-old Horton is pissed because she knows she's just the dartboard in the bar. 3 pokes to the bullseye, you win, you move on to the next game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Make no mistake, ladies, you have both reffed and rigged that game from 15 to 35. If you cannot win with that type of overwhelming advantage, you need to look in the mirror and blame yourself.
He doesn't learn anything about you.
Here's a thought. How about you give him a reason to be interested?
This is a telling sign you really shouldn't ignore. If he's completely self-absorbed and all he does is spout off crap about himself, his problems, and his own life, get the hell out of there. Not only is this rude, it's boring. He doesn't take any time to learn about you because he frankly doesn't care. Don't make excuses for this behavior or look the other way. Don't fool yourself. He's in this for one thing and one thing only.
Baby, your head should be a movie theater because you are psychologically projecting. Every man watching this video knows dates with women go one of 2 ways. And I'm not talking about how they end, if you know what I mean.
Disqualified for an early start, if you know what I mean.
I'm talking about being on the actual date, sitting across from each other, attempting to communicate. 1, she will grill you directly or indirectly about your position in society and your resources. She might throw caution to the wind, look you in the eye and say, how much is in your 401k that actually happened to me?
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And if you're still blue-pilled, you won't even notice because you think it's normal. Or option number 2, she will talk exclusively about herself. And if you're south of 34, let her talk because you know what comes at the end. You, Screen 5. And why? Because you're such a great listener and you truly care.
Well, why don't you just clean and jerk, if you know what I mean?
In fact, if you take this tactic along with the one in the beginning, you're a shoo-in if shoe means penis, Screen 5. This is why articles like this are so important to read, gentlemen. When women complain, they accidentally tell on themselves. If you want to know what got these women into bed in their 20s, listen to everything they complain about in their 30s. Because they bedded these dudes and perpetuated that negative behavior. So ladies, this next nugget of wisdom is for you. If you do not like this behavior, stop rewarding it with free poon.
Take responsibility for my own life or blame you. Ding, 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 ding. Blame you wins hands down.
Listen, men are simple. It's like Pavlov's dog. You slap us around, we'll stop. If you reward the behavior, we're going to continue on with it. It's not that difficult. And if you would simply stop lying to yourselves, a lot of this bullshit would go away.
He'd rather make out than talk.
He wants to know if you're a good opera singer, that's all. You never watch the All Vowel Opera Hour on the BBC? It's not the actual network in England, Space Coast.
Man.
Yeah, making out is great and all, but wouldn't you rather not jump straight into that? If he doesn't talk to you, he's not invested in you. It's quite simple.
And some people have that spontaneous instant chemistry. What about them? What about all the dudes who took her on back behind the bar by the dumb cumster? Did they care about you and your feelings?
No!
But you don't care about that because you're the one who instigated it.
Obviously, he's attracted to you, and that's wonderful if that's all you want. It's great that he's attracted to your outside, but you need to make sure he's attracted to your inside before you go any further.
Obviously, he's attracted to your insides. That's why he's so eager to get in there. Phrasing, boom, nailed it, Space Ghost. You couldn't have even proofread this at least once before you hit send. God damn, you're an idiot. This is low-hanging fruit. It is so easy, in fact, it's almost as easy as you.
Even if he does take you out, it's a means to an end.
Well, newsflash, the same can be said about you. Our mid-game, that's sex. The end game is marriage and kids. Your power play is sex, and your end game is this, our resources, which can be taken from us by force at gunpoint. And who's holding that gun? You and Daddy Government. Anyone know a chick who got arrested for not paying child support? Show your hands. Anyone? Anyone? That's what I thought. None of them. But you're the oppressed ones who's having your rights all taken away, right?
Some guys will take another approach, which is impressing you into bed with them. This one will wine and dine you, take you to fancy restaurants, and always pay. That's obviously nicer than dealing with some cheapskate who wants to have sex with you after a Burger King date. But don't trick yourself into thinking that he values you anymore. He's still an egomaniac who doesn't give a damn about your feelings. He's basically trying to buy you, which is pretty gross. You're better than that.
Now this here is one humdinger of a paragraph. We're gonna have to boil this shit down. Miss Horton is complaining about two standard mating strategies. And by doing so, she contradicts, see what I did there, her own point. And in the process, solidly proving one of mine. Women, they don't really know what they want, but they know it when they feel it, because that is what the game is all about. Good, warm emotions. And that is why Amy Horton, when she tries to be rational, she sounds completely nuts. Because there is no rationale for attraction. It either is or it isn't, and it cannot be negotiated. If a woman is truly attracted to you, she's not really gonna care what you do and don't do. And if you don't believe me, two types of dudes, drug dealers and bad boys. Oh, Space Ghost came on, it's the titty edition. But when you write articles like this, you're putting a price tag on your vag. And you know what that makes you? A prostitutelage. So Amy, they're not better than that. They're much worse. And in the age of social media, big tech, it's goddamn Sodom and Gomorrah in this bitch. So for the love of God, could you please stop overinflating the egos of women who already have way too much? You are not showing women how to be happy here. In fact, you're showing them how to be entitled, and that will land them directly in box wine and cat land.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
Moving on.
He forgets everything you tell him.
And that would be because he's heard it all before and he knows you're a 304 screen 5. You are not a unique special snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as all of us walking meat suits on the planet. So stop expecting special treatment because you just happen to exist. It's not gonna happen.
It's not because he's absent-minded. It's because he was never listening in the first place.
Sir? Sir, are you listening to me, sir?
Here's a thought. How about you give me a reason? It could be very small to be interested.
Even if you do manage to get a word in edgewise around his running self-focused monologue, he doesn't hear it.
Because he's trying to impress you. You demanded it, and now you're bitching about it. Come on! Either that or he's a simp and you're a mental wimp. Because if he's stupid enough to think you're the prize, let's be honest, you are not going to respect him for that.
Damn it, he's right. Well said.
Amy, even if you let these dudes wife you up because, you know, you are 75 now, you would cheat on them anyway, and this happens all over the Western world every day. Now let's say some of these women are 35 or older. They're actually gonna allow some of these simps to wife them up. But after she craps out 2.5 kids, and that's how the stats work, I don't know what happened to the other half of the kid, she's still gonna go out and cheat on him anyways. Because that's what happens when you're dumb enough as a man to think women are the prize. Focus and build yourself, and I guarantee you, a woman will show up that's worthy.
You aren't even on his radar as a priority, so he doesn't take the time to absorb what you say. It's not cool and, quite frankly, unacceptable in anyone with whom you share your time.
What was I saying earlier about breeding entitlement? Something like that.
He only wants to hang out at night, on short notice.
Because beer has that effect. And if you're answering those texts, it's your fault. Come on!
This, dear ladies, is a booty call. You know it. Everyone knows it.
A booty call needs to be answered and accepted to be completed. And guess who guards the gate for said booty call? It's not me.
He's not too busy to get a hold of you sooner and plan an actual date. It's an insult and a slight to your value as a human being. Unless you really don't give a damn and really want to get laid no matter what the circumstances, please don't bend to this behavior. Men keep doing it because women keep letting them get away with it. It's so below your worth.
This is what's known as the last stop just before complete and utter invisibility to the opposite sex. I find it hilarious, after 235 notches on your belt, you finally discovered your worth. Screen 5. I'm sorry, ladies, if I go to Costco and they want to charge me for the free sample, well, I'm going across the street and getting me a BJ at BJ's. What do you mean they don't sell these here? All right. You don't really need the cuffs, I promise. Amy, I'm going to be honest with you. There are two reasons why you keep running into this behavior. One, it works, and it works very well. Two, you are attracted to men who behave like this. But since you started drawing Social Security, they're not calling you anymore.
How dare you?
Ladies, if you see this type of behavior in every dude you're interested in, you're the problem. You're attracted to the wrong kind of man, and I can blame that on the fact that probably you didn't have a father at home. So in your 20s, you were looking for any male attention you could get, quick and cheap. But now you're 30, and if you don't start a family now, chances are you never will. So now you think you're going to get champagne quality at beer prices while paying for it with dirty money, if you know what I mean. Sorry, baby, but inflation, it's fucking us all, figuratively and literally.
He has no interest in what you're doing with your life.
Neither did all of the men that you slept with in the past. But because you were attracted to them, it was okay at the time. Now a man has to pay for your time, listen to your whining, and shut the hell up. Unlike the 238 dudes who built your dick stacking platform, they didn't have to do any of that. But now you know your worth, right? Hypothetical question, ladies, which is worth more? In this hand, I have a 400,000-mile beater that is dropping fluid from every orifice. In this hand, a brand new Porsche. And, as a bonus, it still has that new car smell. According to women over 30, the beater is worth more. How delusional is that?
What does he care? This is just about sex to him. You're a conquest there for the taking, and learning about who you are as a person would only interfere with that mission. He doesn't plan on being in your future, so he doesn't really care what you're going to do with it. He's all about the here and now and what he can get from you as quickly as possible.
You are describing women in their early 20s when their value is at its peak. The problem is you've now become invisible, and the men you used to blow off, they're starting to reach their peak. Yours? It's in the rearview mirror, and you left it on the wall when you smashed through it.
If his eyes glaze over when you begin talking about your own interests and passions, that's a sure sign he's only in it for some ass.
Men don't really give a shit what you do for a living, no matter how old you are. Our basic programming wants us to find 5 things, and a job is not on that list. The 5 F's, gentlemen, say them with me. Fit, friendly, feminine, fertile, and faithful. Nowhere on that list is a job required. And you want to know why? Because men are not shallow. Ooh, that stung, didn't it, Amy? We understand that being a wife and a mother is a full-time job. Women are the ones who shamed other women for enjoying that job. We understand how shitty it is to work for the man. That's why we do it, so you don't have to. Because it fucking sucks. And nobody really wants the burden of masculine performance. You psyoped yourself into thinking somehow that was going to fulfill you. And you were brainwashed into thinking you didn't need a man, and it's best if you act like one. Because that's what men are attracted to, right? Like other men, right? But here's the real funny part. You're not actually acting like men. You're acting like Effinism's interpretation of men. You know, that organization that kills their babies and thinks all men sit around smoking cigars, dreaming up new ways to screw over women. I don't know what's dumber, the concept of toxic masculinity or the fact you've idolized toxic masculinity so much it's now become your life. And as a result, you've become completely unattractive to any dude who's worth a damn. He'll give you his best 7 to 10 minutes, but that's really the best you could hope for. Because at the end of the day, it's all you're worth. And what's worse, you did it all yourself.
He actually attempts to Netflix and chill like you don't know what's going on.
All right, that is horseshit. We know what's going on, and we know you know what's going on, so stop the stupid argument now.
Ladies, you aren't dumb. Most of the time you know exactly what's going on when he tries to act slick. Most guys just aren't that smooth. Sorry, it's up to you whether you decide to just go with it or call him out on his BS.
So you're admitting women make this decision, but we're still gonna deflect all blame in the other direction at men. Strong and independent, all while acting like a child. You can't be held responsible for your decisions. That's for adults and men, right?
If you aren't looking for a casual hookup, don't waste your time with the lame guy who invites you over to just sit on his couch and grope. You aren't in high school anymore. Tell him to stop acting like you are.
That would be great if women were mentally capable of developing beyond high school, Screen 5. Every dude knows a woman who got divorced in her 40s and acts like a teenager. The proof is in the pudding. But all of that doesn't even matter. Netflix and chill wouldn't even be a thing if women were capable of shutting their legs. Or you could just swallow or take it in the butt, kind of like your mother, Screen 5.
Once you have sex, his attention wanes considerably.
Well, somebody didn't show up with their A game. But it's called post-nut clarity. Let's just get that out of the way. Dudes, if you are not discharging around from the danger chamber down below, before you go on a date with these ladies, you get what you get. You should be going into every encounter with post-nut clarity. Half of these single mothers out there probably wouldn't exist if you hung out with Miss Michigan once in a while. You know, the five-knuckle shuffle, chafing the carrot, choking the chicken, creaming the corn, mashing the potatoes, buttering the baguette, you know what I mean? Instead, you venture forth into the world with a loaded gun and a pair of these. You know, the drunk goggles? Oh yeah. Yeah, she looks good.
He's gotten what he wants. He may want to continue, or he may be content to just have had you once and go on his way. Now he doesn't feel like he has to try at all, so he doesn't. He figures you've done it once, you'll do it again without him attempting to make it worth your while.
And that would be accurate, and it's all your fault. When you give it away for free, people expect it for free, I'm sorry. You can't charge 20 bucks for a gallon of water with mosquito larvae in it, especially when your pipes are rusty, Screen 5.
Hopefully it was at least good, because a roll in the hay is all you're gonna get out of him. If he loses all interest once you've given up, that's how you know you never should have done it. Too late now, but you can reclaim your dignity by kicking him to the curb straight away.
Let's get this straight. He ghosted you, and your response is this.
You can't fire me because I already quit.
It's hard to steal the thunder when the storm is two states away. I'm gonna be honest, ladies. This reads like the memoirs of a retired Orne Pay actress. You've been run through more than the fencing dummy at the Olympics, and you still feel entitled. This article really should be called,
Did he want to date me, or did I sleep with him too soon?
At the end of the day, this article is about women blaming men for their terrible dating decisions. Now, am I gonna let the men off the hook here? Of course not. As dudes, you should know better, or at least know the game. But to be fair, it's a rigged game, and sometimes you gotta cheat to win. And with that being said, I wanna thank you for tuning into this episode. The menagerie is empty, and Space Ghost is on. All right, back in my seed flinging days, we used to have hand and arm signals, and we'd go out in teams. And we would rotate who was the primary, the second, and then you had the guy who dealt with the anchor. Right? So, and they would be your scouts. So you'd be like, oh, I like that chick over there. So they'd go over there and start talking to her, and they could tell how drunk she was. So they'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that means she's half in the bag. This is like the hand and arm signal for me to show up and introduce myself. Or you get the wave off, and that usually meant they were married, engaged, or have kids. And if she's totally blottoed, it was like, oh shit, I'm on that right now.